surely. Hopefully, the optimism is going to start to build now towards the season. And you know, you can see it now start to come creep into sight a little bit with the pre-season friendlies coming very soon. So hopefully now it's a case of onwards and upwards.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And I hate to look back to that playoff final as well there, Jason, but I don't know if you're the same as me. I still can't watch those highlights. I've still got a recording on my Sky Plus, but there's no way I can watch them again.
I must admit, every time I close my eyes, I can see those misses from Billy
Clark.
Oh, yeah. it was agonising the way we did lose that game, because it just felt like it was there to be had, really. I mean, the game kind of did go away from us in the second half and Millwall got on top, but you know, you look at the opportunities over the course of the game and the ones that we didn't take. In a way, it was a kind of the story of our season, that we created a lot and you know, just didn't capitalise on those moments. But it just came away feeling real regret, because there wasn't a lot in it. You know, credit to Millwall, who on the day, you know, got some good players, but it wasn't like we were outclassed or that we didn't turn up. It was just a case of missed opportunities, really. And just very sad, you know, to have another year in League One when you've come so close to believing that you could be playing Championship football. When the fixture list came out, it was quite sobering, really, because you're looking at not only who we were playing and the regular familiar names that we're all used to, like Gillingham away and Walsall, but also thinking about who Millwall ended up playing and you know, the kind of fixtures they're enjoying now instead of us.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. Gillingham away was the first one I looked at that really managed to sober me up for the new season there as well. Just looking at some of the transfer business that's been done as well there, Jason. I mean, I looked at some of them, obviously, Chixon coming in. He seems like a good crosser of the ball. And it seemed a bit sort of 50-50 reaction with the fans with the Taylor signing. But also, you know, some more big money signings coming into Bradford as well. And that optimism really starting to creep in now.
I think so. I think the arrival of Shane McArthur yesterday, that's one where you do sit up and go, wow, that's a great piece of business. That's the sort of really high calibre type of signing who we should be looking to get. And I think that kind of underlines what the owners are trying to achieve. Certainly from speaking to the club over the summer and, you know, what the kind of strategy is behind the scenes. It's that those kind of young players who, you know, who can really make a big difference to what we had last season. There has been a bit of a mixed reaction, as you say, on some of the other players, and it is a little bit disconcerting when you've seen a couple of them, just when you look, sort of dig a little bit deeper at their records at the clubs they've been at, and they've been in and out of sides, they've had ups and downs, some really difficult patches where they've not had good spells in their career, and bearing in mind that, you know, they were playing for clubs below us in the league last season and quite a way below us. It is a little bit disconcerting, you know, to see some of them, but it's just where they fit in, really. And at the moment, always at this point in the summer, you're looking at a complete incomplete jigsaw. So it's very difficult to know how exactly it's all going to work when it actually does come in. You know, which players are going to be the key ones, which ones are going to be more just supporting that, really. And time will tell, but I think we're now starting to see a flavour of the pattern of the type of players we want to bring in. And we're seeing a bit of a high calibre, and, you know, and hopefully, you know, Shea from Accrington will be the first of many of that kind of ilk.
No, that's very, very true there. And one thing that really stands out to me with the transfer business so far is a lot of attacking options now for Bradford. A big difference to last season, starting with just Hanson and Clark up front.
Yeah, definitely. I think there is, and certainly pace as well by the looks of it, and something a bit different. Players who can actually run in behind and cause some damage, come from deep. We definitely lacked that sort of player last season. And Billy Clark's departure was one I think most City fans were quite comfortable with, because he'd had some very good spells for us over the years, but he'd struggled a little bit over the last 6 months. And I think there were times where him having him in the team just kind of compromised what the team was actually trying to achieve playing for him. So I think looking at, you know, seeing him leave and some of the other players coming in and a bit more direct, a bit more pacey, bit more kind of goal threat, that definitely looks exciting, and hopefully that can be what was lacking last season when you look at all those chances being missed.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And there's still a lot of time, really, to go until the start of the new season. But if you're going to have a realistic option on where Bradford would finish, is top six still what Bradford should be after this season, after what was a really successful season last season?
Well, I think there's no doubt that's the target, so we should be aspiring to do that. I think everyone in the club has talked, you know, so far has been talking it up in terms of going for that kind of prize. And Stuart McCall, typically, is ever honest. You know, he's not shied away from it either, in terms of knowing that is the expectation this season. I think it would be a bit of a hard sell to go back to having a mid-table season, having, like you say, having come so close. Because even if we are building something for the future, to get so close would, and then to go backwards would be difficult to take. So it's just hoping that we can go and challenge again. What we don't know, obviously, is kind of how the budget compares to other clubs. You're looking, obviously, at Scunthorpe taking Rory McArdle from ourselves by offering him a very good wage. Obviously, Charlton, you know, again, they've come in with and spent some money and, you know, took a Marshall away. And then Blackburn Rovers, you know, they've got some money. Portsmouth have got money. So it's just where that fits in, really. We can have our own ambitions, but when the season kicks off, it's all about what everyone else does as well, really. So hopefully we're going to be in a position where we can go again and recover from last season and have another really good campaign. That's got to be the plan. And I don't see any reason at this moment in time to dismiss that as an expectation. It's just obviously all about who these extra players are now that we bring in.
Yeah, that's very true. And looking at just those final positions, is it about getting a centre-half to replace Rory McArdle? Where else would you be looking at in that team where you think probably need a few more players here and there, Jason?
I've been talking with some of my friends, and you could probably say we maybe need 7 more signings. It depends on the situation with the out-contracted Tony McMahon and Ruben Salmeta. I can never say his name real. just depends if they stay or not. Certainly at the back, we need a new centre-half, potentially a right-back. We need a bit more experience in midfield, and we probably need a little bit more out wide as well, really. You can probably look at any area, really, probably the exception of the attack now, that looks like it needs a little bit more work on it yet. But I'm sure it will happen. You know, this stage last season, I think we signed fewer players, and we got there with all that. You know, so it's just a matter of, hopefully all those deals come in line, but I would certainly expect us to see this. We'll look back at this moment, really. I think it's the beginning of quite a flood of new signings, really.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. And just finally as well, Jason, I'm sat over the road from Ellen Road that's been bought back by Andrea Radrazzani. One day, would you like to see Valley Parade bought back again for the club?
Yeah, I think symbolically, as much as anything, it's a massive thing, you know, to have you on stadium. And when we lost that, you know, sold our ground a few years ago, there's been ups and downs in terms of City's ability to afford the rent. Talk about how it's held us back in terms of paying that rent instead of on the first team. The problem has been eased a little bit since 2012, just through the deals that Mark Lawn and Julian Rhodes did at the time to buy back some of the property around the ground. But still, we're paying something like $370,000 a year to rent our own stadium. We've got the lease is up in about 10 years' time, I think it is, and obviously that's then going to be an issue of what happens there with that deal. So ultimately, at some stage, you'd like to see it. I'm not sure, I'm not aware anyway, certainly, of any intention from the club and from the new German owners to actually look at that situation in terms of buying back the ground. Certainly in the way the Leeds chairman has just come straight in and done that. I do think that the feeling from Julian Rhodes when I spoke to him when he was in charge was that the rent was now at a comfortable position and they were quite happy with it. And if that's kind of the information that's been passed on to Edin and Stefan, and that's how they see it as well, it's probably not going to be something that's going to imminently happen. But clearly, in the long run, if you could afford to do that financial outlay, it stands the club in a much better position over time. So hopefully, it's something that's been looked at in the background, and who knows, one day we'll be like Leeds United and having our own ground back.
Yeah, certainly hoping to see that one day once again. Well, make sure you look out for Width of a Post. Well worth having a look at some of the stuff they've been doing recently as well. Certainly fills the weekend up ahead of the new season. Gary Jones on there is one of the most recent ones. Absolute City legend. Jason, that must have been an absolute pleasure to have been having a bit of a chat with you, because Bradford fans just love it a bits, really, don't they?
Yeah, well, it was actually Katie who works on site who had the pleasure of speaking to him, so I'm quite jealous of Katie today if she got to do that. But yeah, she was talking to me last night about it, and he's just a complete gent and absolutely loves Bradford City. I do believe there's potentially a possibility he might come back in the near future in the coaching staff. However, that's very early stages, but I get the feeling there's kind of on both sides a wish for that to happen. So hopefully, who knows, that would be a massive boost thing to get him back. But, you know, the impact he made, you know, it's funny you called him a legend then, and I'd certainly agree with that. You know, he only played 2 seasons at the club, but what an impact it was. You know, it was unbelievable. And if we could get him back at the club on the coaching staff doing things, I just think that'd be huge for the kids of the future and for the players now, because his attitude and his will to win is just infectious. And that is just what defined Bradford City over that period.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And certainly looking forward to the new Bradford City season as well. Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot there, Jason McEwen from Width of a Post. We've got plenty more great tunes on the way for you. Your late sports headlines coming up next, but first, it's Robert Palmer.